National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
IMS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM. The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Hey, it's great to be here to start the week off. Your humble host, Stu Taylor. In fact, I'll just give you an idea how much humility I have. I erred on Friday's show, and I'm the first one to confess, and I erred in the interests of Stu Taylor's stock market portfolio. I reacted. I didn't panic when it happened, but the market went down 611 points on Friday, and I reacted based upon, I didn't react in a negative way. I said, I don't know how I feel about the Britain defect from the European Union. I should have had a better handle on things on Friday. And then I realized immediately afterwards, and it was too late because I was off the air, that the market's still around 17.3. I know the futures are down 100, roughly 100 today. But it's not a disaster, and I'm not sure this will compound itself. But I was thinking that they pulled out of the European Union, and now I realize what an absolute great move it was. And I hope Italy and I hope France do the same. And if it means that the stock market suffers a little in the interim, then I think it's worth it. I'm sure. You see these oligarchs who are panicking. The borders, they want broken down. They want a third world global society, and that includes Bush and Paul Ryan and all these. It begins with an A and ends with an S in this country. And Trump stood up and he was right. Yeah, I know it was bad optics when he was at his Scotland golf resort for the rehabs and was trying to sell luxury units in the lighthouse. I cringed when I saw that, too. I'll be talking about that tomorrow morning. Do not miss the first part of the show tomorrow. Kirsten, why am I blanking out? Katrina Pearson will be joining us. And we're going to talk about the Trump campaign. She is Trump's number one spokesperson, and I hope we'll get to Trump after that, but let's start with Katrina. It was a busy and wonderful weekend for yours truly. The weather was great, and I want to recommend, and I used to think UPS, Chevrolet, Apple Pie, all the great deals you could have. I mean, this is, years ago, and they used to talk about that. I'm going to add one today. You won't get a better experience if you are in the New England area. In fact, there's a location in Washington. There's one in Rhode Island. You go to boatinginboston.com. I think there are 9 locations in this area. And boy, my wife and I love kayaking. It's so phenomenal. It's phenomenal. You know, I converted. I converted my brother, who sold his summer house and has kayaks, and he'd always say, "You know, come on, let's go kayaking." And I said, "I don't want to go through this, having the stuff strapped on the roof and take." He says, "Oh, he'll do it all." I said, "It isn't worth it. I just want to go, get in a boat, and do it." And then I got an email from him, "Oh, how right you were, how fabulous it is. He tried boating in Boston. He's a regular. You should be too. There's rowboats, canoeing, the whole thing. Go to boatinginboston.com. It'll give you a great degree of added health as well and pleasure." And the other endorsement I want to give, it's been a while since I've spoken at La Familia Giorgio's, and I confess I just haven't mentioned it. It's located in the north end of Boston. And, oh, another phenomenal meal. Al and Marianne, Giorgio. I don't know what to say. You not only to get the best quality you can get, all the restaurants. And first of all, I want to make a clarification here. I've never eaten at a bad restaurant in the north end. I mean, I haven't. I can say this is as good as it gets, and it's priced as good as it gets, and the atmosphere is as good as it gets, and the service is as good as it gets. You'll wanna go. So go kayaking, as we did in the morning, then go to La Familia Giorgio's, and you'll have a great day. All right, I want to get on to some of the issues of the day. I opened up here talking about Brexit. I want to kind of move into the economy. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, guys still here doing damage. And I want to open by saying, and I've not only stayed out of conflict, I've stayed out of discussions with anybody who has the opposing point of view. That is, who supports Hillary Clinton. You know, the only thing I can say is, if you don't get it by now, you'll never get it. Why should I aggravate myself trying to reform or change it? I'm just not going to do it. You know, do what you want. I do all I can on this show, and that's what basically my concentration is. I'm not doing it off air. I keep saying I won't, then I revert back, and now I'm really sticking to it. I'm just not going to do it because it's causing me too much aggravation. So let me begin by saying, if Hillary Clinton ascends to the presidency and we're still waiting for the FBI, and don't hold your breath, I mean, this is just a joke. If Hillary Clinton is president, you're going to have two, maybe three new Supreme Court judges. Now, you saw the 4-4 vote the other day, which was a serious vote, a serious setback for Barack Obama on immigration. Oh, it was a losing week for him. I mean, I just can't get enough pleasure out of seeing everything backfire on him. But you saw the immigration status upheld. He cannot stop the deportation of up to 4 million illegals in this country. You know, the Democrats call them immigrants. They conveniently leave out the word illegal. If you're illegal, you're illegal. Now, I'm not putting forth a solution to the problem on this show. That's not my job. I'll leave it to our wise Congress. Chuckle. But if we get two or three more people like Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan on there, along with the likes of Ruth Bader Ginsburg it's just going to be gloom and doom for this country, because these are the most important appointments you can make. So if you don't want to get into the debate about Hillary Clinton, if you want to, you can call in here at 888-205-2263. 888-205-2263. But if you don't want to get into the debate, just think about how the nature of the Supreme Court, which has lost its most brilliant Supreme Court justice in Scalia, and I I'm not going to come forth with theories. I have no idea under what circumstances he died, but nothing surprises me anymore. And this country will effectively just subject itself to ruin in the interests of the new third world order put forth by George Soros, the Bush family. You know, not going to deny it, the Bush family and Clinton and Obama, John Kerry. I mean, it's an evil, destructive way to go. And I'm going to address some of the issues revolving around this country and where we are. And I will talk about the economy. And then a little bit later on, I may get into discussing Hillary Clinton. Oh, surprise, huh? We've got probably months to go unless she's eliminated from the race. The disgusting Republican Party, George Will. And he's been a guest on this show, and I had so much respect for him for so many years. But like Mitt Romney, I've lost it. Lost it for Peter King, the congressman from New York. They're just sellouts. They're selling out the party because they cannot stand Trump personally. Does it really matter what you think of the guy personally? Because when you compare him to Hillary Clinton, he's Lady Teresa. Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa. I'm still Stu Taylor.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
BizTalkRadio.com. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all.
Oh, I get mesmerized as soon as I start here. I forget I'm on radio. I just completely forget. Another one of the great songs by Tommy Edwards. The late Tommy Edwards. Say that about a lot of these singers back then, and you always have to precede it by saying the late, the late, the late. Kind of depressing. Well... Anyway, a lot of thoughts just came into my mind, but I don't like to get into too many personal issues here. Not personal regarding me, personal regarding friends who have had some difficult times. And we're having some difficult times in the economy. And, you know, I don't know how much we learned. I guess we never really learn when you look at the tenure, the time of Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke. Now we got Janet Yellen. And you think a solution to the problem is to keep printing money. But printing money doesn't create jobs. And I'm getting to this economy the way it is. It's really brutal. It's brutal. And then you hear Barack Obama talk and you think you're in great times, post-depression. He's pre-depression, I'm thinking, actually. I'm thinking of those years in the 20s here that we had before everything kind of hit. You got a government that just isn't solving any problems, and you got a Congress that isn't solving any problems. And I mean, what do? You throw your hands up on the air. Up in the air. And you talk about Trump versus Hillary when it comes to the economy. I'll take my chances on Trump. Yeah, I again, I'll talk with Katrina Pearson tomorrow morning about this. I don't like everything Trump does. I can't say I don't like everything Trump says. I can't say everything that Trump does, because he's not in a political position to do anything right now. Hillary has a history. Oh, and what a history it is. We saw the back in 2007, 2008, and Nancy Pelosi sent all this legislation to the desk of George Bush, which he had a veto or just refrained from signing law. And we look now, where's the tax cut? Where's the regulatory freeze? Where is a bill suspending the 50-worker rule under Obamacare or the 30-hour-week regulation that is forcing millions of Americans into part-time work? You don't hear that. So when you look at an employment and you consider that to be employed, consider that to be a high level of employment, it's not accurate. It's one lousy jobs report after another. And here's the number. You know, for a long time, I said, 92 million Americans over 16 aren't working or in part-time jobs or low-paying jobs. That number now is up to 95 million, and there are still 40 million people on food stamps. Industrial production is down. Corporate profits flatlined. It isn't pretty. And when you look at what Janet Yellen is doing, I don't think she can raise interest rates, especially now that we have the uncertainty of the effects of the EU defection. The Fed has come out and said that sluggish growth, and I mean it's really you get down to 2%, we should be 3 to 3.5%. I mean, this is just absurd. You're seeing the effects of Obamanomics. It's time to throw out these liberal experiments, these socialist experiments. And I'm not even going to talk about Bernie Sanders and how crazy he is, because that's never going to happen. There's sluggish growth, and that's now normal. We got stagnation. You're looking at the growth rate, which has really been at a pace of 2% now for 7 years. And when you look at all of the economic institutions, a normal recovery, and this is what Reagan had, is about 3.5%. I even modestly said I'd welcome a 3% growth. And when you go back to Reagan, I mean, you were at 4%, even with JFK. So when you look at GDP, gross domestic product, which is the best measure of where we are, it's about $2 to $3 trillion smaller than it should be. It's incredible. And then you got Pinocchio who comes on, Pinocchio Obama, comes on and tells us how great everybody is doing. We're decelerating. We have decelerating growth. It was less than 1.5% in the last quarter of 2015. It was less than 1% in the first quarter of this year. And now for the rest of 2016, the Fed is projecting it'll be less than 2%. You know, yeah, the forecast, well, 2.4, which still stunk. You see, this is what it is with the new normal. And chances of an interest rate hike until at least the fall, zero. And I'm looking at the markets and how they're being affected right now. As much as an interest hike may be in the best interest of this country, you know, subtle quarter point interest rates periodically, I understand why there's nothing that's been done. The Obama administration, and hopefully not future Hillary administration, is creating devastating policies which will hurt America. And what worries me is that the press, the corrupt press, the slanted press, the biased press, they're not going to report this. They're just not going to report it because it's not in their best interest to fulfill the progressive agenda of the guy sitting in the White House who is looking to do what he can to continue the destruction of the United States of America. And you look back and you look at this investigation into Hillary Clinton. And maybe I'll pick that up after the break here. And I don't have an answer. I mean, I have an answer, and I think it's the answer most people know as to why there hasn't been a recommended indictment as of yet. The days go on, the weeks go on, and all I think about is Lois Lerner. You know, Lois Lerner still retained her six-figure income after retirement, lives in a multi-million-dollar house. No prosecution. All the evidence is in. What does that tell you about Hillary? tells me I understand why she apparently isn't under any pressure at all. More coming up.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Bill Frist. To look for the right direction for America, follow Stu Taylor.
All right, the great Frankie Avalon. If you go back that far, and I'm kind of an aficionado on that stuff. Just telling my wife as we were listening to Sirius Talk Radio last night. Two young guys back then, and Frankie Avalon is still performing, by the way. I saw him in the north end of Boston a few years ago with his son. Still looks pretty darn good. I think he's 70, 75. And I love Frankie Avalon songs, and I love Ricky Nelson songs. But what I don't love is what's going on in our economy. I don't like what's going on in our politics, and what you think of Clinton, and we think of corruption. Let's go back to the day, and this is what the millennials today don't know. They just don't know it. Let's go back to the Whitewater land deal and Hillary's 100-for-1 percentage winnings as a first-time cattle futures trader in the late 70s. And how about that idiotic governor of Virginia, that butt kisser for the Clintons, Terry McAuliffe? And I think he just got himself into some trouble, too. And speaking of trouble in Virginia, I know I'm all over the place here. Governor Bob O'Connell is going to be exonerated after his life has been ruined by the progressives. It's time for this to stop. It's time to have an active revolt. And there are people who are rising up and doing it. I don't know anything about Stacey Dash, who's a conservative actress and television personality. She's starting a foundation, conservative foundation, to fight back. Herschel Walker, the Hall of Fame football player, one of the greats ever to play the game, is losing all these speaking engagements because he's made it public that he's voting for Trump. What happened to our First Amendment rights? Where are they in this country? They're flushed right down the toilet. The deals that reveal the Clinton business model, and it flourishes today, have nothing to do with creating wealth. It's all about selling access. It's about selling influence. And as I said just about 3 or 4 minutes ago here, it's a mystery. Or is it a mystery why an FBI public corruption investigation into Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State has not been front page news since it was first revealed? You see a lot suppressed in the newspapers. I think of Trump's great speech just absolutely blasting world-class liar in Hillary Clinton, and it reached very few outlets. You know, it was on Fox, and Fox has moderated itself, and you know, if you go to the websites, The Blaze and Breitheart, you heard about it. It's suppressed. All these stories, and I always go from network to network when there's a big story that can be rated as thumbs up for the conservatives. Not to be repetitive, and I don't know how many people have heard this, but up until a couple of years ago, I would go to New York and be the master of ceremonies for investment conferences in New York. I would moderate it, and then in between I would run in, and I had 25. You can see them on my website. If you go to StuTaylor.com, go to video archives. Laurie, it'd be a nice way for you to spend the rest of the day. You can look at all those 25 interviews I've done with companies. Bang, bang, in, back to moderate a conference. And when I, and it was, they had somebody who worked at CBS there, and it was all on camera, and he said to me, as he remained anonymous, and I've heard this so many times, when Romney was running for president. And he said any time a positive story came on CBS, he was told not to video it. Cheryl Atkinson, the tremendous reporter for whom I have a great deal of respect, and I think she's got her own TV show right now, said the same thing on this show and in her book. These major leftist networks suppress the news that they don't like. You know how much is being, everything that's come out, you know how much is being suppressed about Hillary Clinton? I can just imagine. She should have 10 consecutive life sentences in prison. And here she is, perhaps the next president of the United States. Can you believe this? It isn't a mystery why she never appointed an inspector general for the entire time she was Secretary of State. You know what the answer to that is? Duh, she had so much to hide. You got a lot of facts about her apparent selling of favors for cash that are reported in the media, and then, bang, they're ignored. You look for guys like Ed Klein and Roger Stone and now Garrett Byrne. I left out one of them. Who are writing all of these books on Hillary, very well documented. And the Clinton machine comes out and classifies them as trash. And if you start looking at all of the other networks, maybe other than The Blaze on television, even Fox is pretty much submitted. And we're finding out about Rupert Murdoch's movement to the left. The stories are squashed as soon as they come out. You know what the hesitation is right now? The hesitation, and I guess I'm gonna be wiser rather than take a chance here. It's about a rumor of Barack Obama that came out several years ago, and it was pretty well documented. I'm not going there. I'm not gonna go there. You can just Google until you find it yourself and make your own decision. But it's not in the mainstream, and I have a practice on this show, unless I've had personal involvement with something, but by not coming out with sensational stories that, in a sense, can't be documented. Although, in reality, we can't really document anyway, can we? That is, you and I. You want a couple of examples of Hillary's corruption scandals? All you have to do is look at the commodities trader who bought the appointment. That's Bill and Hillary, lying, crooked Hillary. This guy bought his appointment to a top secret nuclear weapons security advisory board. Trump was talking about this. This is why I say thank God for Trump. As repulsive as he is in so many ways, yeah, he is. He is not inhibited about talking about the truth. This is about, you maybe not remember, but Raj Fernando, a commodities trader, that tied Fernando's appointment to the advisory board to his donations to the Clinton Foundation. Where do I even begin here? There were emails that show that Hillary and her chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, her lawyer, bypassed the normal nomination process to put Fernando on the board because he's a guy who opened the doors for Hillary financially. It's all she really cares about. Power and money at any cost. Oh, and we hear so much about Trump University that monopolizes the news. So let me ask you, what about Laureate University? The Clinton's tax returns show that the former president earned over $16 million between 2010 and 2015 as honorary chancellor for Laureate University. Google it, L-A-U-R-E-A-T-E, the largest for-profit college company in the United States. I never heard of Laureate University until it came out. And during that time, just coincidentally, Hillary's State Department awarded grants to Laureate worth over $55 million. In other words, Hillary ensured that taxpayers We're going to pay her husband's generous private sector salary to the tune of nearly $4 million a year. And then you got Peter. Did I mention Peter Schweitzer in that group? Maybe I didn't. He's the one that I left out. There's, you know, Ed Klein, Roger Stone, Peter Schweitzer, Garrett Byrne. Schweitzer revealed this engagement in his 2015 book, Clinton Cash. And when the Clinton campaign got a copy of the book and the Clinton Laureate connection, Clinton abruptly resigned. Another coincidence. You know, these administrations of Obama and Clinton, they're just filled with so many coincidences. I'm going to wrap things up. I'm going to continue more on Clinton scandals right after these messages.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
George Will, sellout, sold out the party. Really disappointed. But let's get back to Hillary. And there's a gentleman named Douglas Becker who had an involvement with the Clinton Global Initiative way back in 2007. And in addition to paying for Clinton's, that is Bill Clinton's services, Laureate International Universities gave between $1 and $5 million to the Clinton Foundation. So the establishment media doesn't, do you notice they don't quiz Hillary at all about Laureate University and her, she and her husband's for-profit education scam? And we're focused on Trump University. I hope Trump got the message and said, just leave it in the courts. He's been involved in 3,500 lawsuits. When you got an empire as big as he has, do you think he's going to go unscathed? So here are some statistics. And who's the source from? The source is from, oh, a gentleman I've had on here, Ken Timmerman. Ken Timmerman, a national security expert, very impressive guy. He's been on my show several times. And this is his research. And Clinton has pulled in more than $153 million in speaking engagements between February 2001 and May 2015. You think that's enough to live comfortably on? That includes $7.7 million for 39 speeches given to big Wall Street banks, 8 of them by Hillary. It's unbelievable. Large speaking fees for Hillary, for Bill. And now the thought of those two being back in the White House, I'll tell you, it gives me the shivers. I can't even face the thought of it. How can anybody be stupid enough to let this happen? You got to just say, Trump turns me off, but I have to vote for him. And Trump at times turns me off, too. Katrina Pearson will be our guest tomorrow morning. She is the primary spokesperson for Donald Trump. But I want to get back to, I want to finish this garbage about Hillary, not garbage, truth. I keep thinking treason. treason, selling U.S. uranium supplies to Russia, like 20%. That, to me, is the biggest scandal of all. That involves the sale. You remember Uranium One, that Canadian property owned by a Clinton crony who then sold its U.S. uranium deposits to the Russian government? I've been to the Clinton Initiative in New York. I've been to the Clinton Initiative in Toronto. Bill knows how to charm everybody, doesn't he? What a charmer. I watched him speak at both of these. In the one in New York, he was had his arm around Mitt Romney, praising him, talking about what a great guy he was, and then because Romney was there. And then he bashed the hell out of Romney afterwards. I saw him, excuse me, in Toronto at, I think it was the Western Harbor Hotel, if anybody's been to Toronto. He charmed everybody right off their feet. He didn't charm me off my feet. Then you've got Frank Giustra, that's J-I-U-S-T-R-A, that's his Canadian partner, who pledged to donate $100 million to the Clinton Global Initiative. That's when he needed all this State Department approval for his deals with Russia. So the Clinton Foundation lists two of these entities as having each donated more than $25 million. And all of these scandals have been reported in the press. Even the New York Times was forced to do it. Became a dead issue. No national media organization has been willing to beat the drum on the Clinton corruption scandals. The way they just shredded Bush, the way they shredded Nixon on Watergate. Oh, the Valerie, remember the Valerie Plame affair with Bush? I mean, it was totally benign. And by the way, it was no secret that she was serving as a secret agent. It's just they've taken everything and twisted it. So it is my sincere hope, since we're looking at the cards that have been dealt us, it is my sincere hope that Donald Trump makes it to the presidency. And yeah, I'll cross my fingers. I'd be a lot more relaxed and confident if it were Ted Cruz. But let me tell you something. We're not. The obvious is it isn't Ted Cruz. And I'd take any one of the other 15 or 16 candidates who fail, any single one of them, over Hillary. It's not a reality. It's not a reality talking about the viability of Bernie Sanders and how much push he'll get. Oh, he'll get a couple of perks, and they'll be on him for doing it, because what Clinton wants is for Bernie Sanders to tell his voters to support Hillary, because he said he's going to vote for Hillary. I don't know what I'm not sure what the exact number is. I've heard one at 22 million, and I've heard another one at, wait a minute, is it 20? No, cross that out. 22% up to as much as 40% of the people who are going to vote for Bernie Sanders hate Hillary Clinton so much, they're going to vote for Donald Trump. If you want this country to survive, you really don't have a choice. You don't have a choice, because Hillary is a pathological liar, a sociopath, and in my estimation, a criminal. She hasn't changed her stripes in 25 years. You know, like a tiger or a zebra. She's not going to change them now. And if you want four more years of destruction in almost every front, our national policy, our economy, our borders, then Hillary is your candidate. I'm telling you, Hillary is your candidate. And I've got to believe that most of the American people don't really want this. I'm worried about the millennials, the people entering this country illegally, you know, who are going to vote early and vote often, and the tremendous ability of the Democrat Party to spin their machine. Really worried. Trump, wake up. We're going to have Katrina Pearson on, his spokesperson, tomorrow morning. Thank you all for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.